This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Big news that affects all of us. Yep. The tax bill passes. Senate Republicans not too long ago just passed this final tax plan. So it means an overhaul of the American tax code. Been talking about it for decades. It goes through both houses of Congress. There's changes to three budgetary provisions that were made at the Senate level, but the House is expected to approve them on Wednesday and send the legislation to President Trump's desk. So this is huge. The final vote, 51-48 and one not voting. This is a feather in the cap of Donald Trump, who wanted this to happen, and it just happened. So the failure of health care, I think, was still lingering and stinging. And this time around, it is not failure from that perspective for the Republicans. So within 2 months, party leaders hammer out a budget that now has the federal budget deficit giving way for $1.5 trillion in tax cuts. So the budget passed the Senate, then the House, puts the Republicans on track to deliver a tax bill at this incredible speed to the president's desk by Christmas. The $1.5 trillion bill represents the most sweeping overhaul of the U.S. tax code, really, in decades, in my lifetime. I would say that. So 51-48 in the House, it passed 227-203. Is it a gamble? Somebody said to me, it's a little bit of a gamble, because it will add more than $1 trillion to budget deficits over the next decade, but it will do other things, they're saying. In other words, by having this happen, it means that there will be the tax cuts that have been talked about for so long. It adds to the deficit, but it swings around in a different direction when it comes to cuts. So some key votes switched, and that made a very big difference. And what does it mean for workers? Well, it's going to create debt, but is it going to give people the economic boost they hope it will give them? And again, it depends so much on your tax bracket. What is your tax bracket? If you know that, and then you know where the axe swings as far as the cuts, then you know exactly where it will, where it will land. And it's, I'll tell you, it is a long time coming, and yet there is this jitteriness about what does it really, really mean. But the Senate joined the House. They approve it. And this is it. So just after midnight, 51-49. What they're saying is it will boost the GDP wages and it'll add 339,000 jobs. And that it's, some say it's a huge step forward for businesses. And then that opens the opportunity for businesses to hire more. And of course it does, because it as far as businesses coming back anyway, because of how high the business taxes were, 35%, the highest in the world, and not very competitive. China's at 25, we were at 35. So ask yourself that question. We know it. So it gets taken down to 21. That means Europe and other countries are right around there. 28 million small American companies will have lower taxes. Lower taxes. So your 401k, your IRA, your lifetime savings will jump dramatically because it makes it easier for businesses to invest and be more profitable in, from that sense, and that's a good thing. And then the other thing is, you know, Democrats have complained that tax reform will benefit the rich while harming lower-income Americans. And the thing is, Americans are getting hit with, which is the counterattack, Americans are getting hit with the Obamacare tax. So if you don't buy Obamacare, they tax you $700 a person. For a family of four, $2,400. So, again, it does depend a lot on your tax bracket. And, you know, are you connected to business or where does that fall? All of that would matter in this soup, as I call it, when it's all said and done. But this is a giant, giant story and passing by three votes. So the rewrite of tax code in the wee hours by three votes sets up the final House vote on Wednesday. And it's very, very big. This is the biggest story happening right now. I mean, are you kidding me? Of course it's the biggest story. Of course it is. Because of how many people it affects. Take out your wallet. It affects every single one of us. It's just a question of how it affects us. It'll all get wrapped up and then that's, you know, then it's parceled down to where it goes. Slow growth. That is what Mitch McConnell's saying. We've had that for 8 years. He was telling reporters that at a post-vote news conference on Wednesday morning. It's major middle-class tax relief is what he's calling it. He says, you know, they talk about this is a historic night. Paul Ryan was choked up when he was trying to talk about it. So is it a liar's poker or is this on fire? Democrats say it's an assault on low-income Americans who rely on Medicaid for their health insurance. They point to the CBO's analysis finding a repeal would lead to 4 million fewer people with insurance next year, 13 million fewer in 2027, and premium rate increases of about 10% for those who are in exchanges. Chuck Schumer, the longtime Senate minority leader, says Republicans will be running away from this bill in shame. In shame. And remember, Republicans failed several times during the year to pass legislation to repeal and to replace Obamacare. So this is something completely different. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. And one provision in it allows 529 college saving accounts to be used for homeschooling expenses. And it determines if private universities' endowments will be subject to a new excise tax. So we'll see, as it's implemented, because that's the key, how it all plays out. That's the best way, right? Because it's going to pass. It's gotten over its major hurdle. Odds and Ends coming up next on ATN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision. For a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's C-L-E-A-R 55 to 350350.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Walks further down the street with the people way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway is a bullet straight to the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, yeah. Hey, gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
All right, we're rocking into Odds and Ends here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Woohoo! How you doing this holiday season? Get any of those great gifts? Send any of those great gifts, or are you being squeezed to death by the pressure of running around and trying to do some last-minute shopping? Always feels to me like a lot of people are running around and getting squeezed to death by some last-minute shopping. Well, when you wait, that's what happens, right? That's what happens when you wait. I see it on my friends' faces when they're juggling kids and dropping them off and what they're doing and trying to mail packages and crazed and, yeah. We know it comes every year, but yet we just wait and wait and wait till the last second. It's just how it is, right? I said this before, traffic implodes, explodes, and everything else, any word you can think of, when it hits December, no matter where you live. Thinking of, or talking about imploding, Bernard Law, the embattled former Boston Cardinal whose legacy amid the clergy sex abuse scandal ushered in a horrible era for the nation and the Roman Catholic Church, has died, according to a church official. He was 86. So how about that? Much of the law history is remembered for his time in Boston. He resigned in disgrace from the Archdiocese in 2002. Law was the nation's senior cardinal. His initial years as the head of the Boston clergy were met with widespread approval. He took massive stands against legalized abortion and traveled throughout the world bringing all kinds of messages of hope. And, you know, he was a popular cardinal. There's no question about it. But the scandal, the rippling effect of the scandal, Law was the Archbishop of Boston from 1984 until he resigned in just utter disgrace because of, you know, his charge was allegedly, one of the priests in his charge was alleged to have raped or molested 130 children, which is despicable. He was heavily criticized for the way he handled the priest and others, and all he had to say was, I'm profoundly sorry, and that just did not wash with anyone. So some of the victims met with Law, though, and forgave him and talked about how damaging it was. And there was this one abuser, John Gogan, a defrocked priest who was sent to prison. And there were 86 plaintiffs who say they were molested by this convicted abuser. And there was a massive uncovering, thanks to the Boston Globe, this massive scandal of child molestation, and the Spotlight team. They even did a movie of it, Spotlight, with Michael Keaton. It won an Academy Award for Best Picture in 2016. But it's not about that. It's about that they did the investigating, and they kept digging until they could get people to corroborate what they had heard. And that led to this rippling, just massive shot heard around the world in this scandal, and Law was a central figure in it, without a doubt. I mean, a central figure. So we see that happening, and think about when that was happening, and now we see the unraveling of so many with the Me Too, and these allegations of unbelievable things that have happened in many different industries, and the question becomes, you know, what next? Now it's who's next or what's next, and where does that all end up? 2018, when we do predicting, be interesting to see what 2018 looks like, that's for sure. I talked about this the other day, but I've gotten some emails about who died in 2017, and I mentioned some of them. David Cassidy, he died this year late in November. He was 67 years old. You also had Della Reese, who was 86 years old. They say she died peacefully. I remember that. And she was part of the long-running television drama Touched by an Angel. There were also people like Mel Tillis, who is a country music legend, who died at the age of 85, and John Hillerman, who was part of Magnum P.I. He was 84 years old, too, and he died at his home in Houston. He was pretty popular on that show for sure in the early 80s. And then there was the sad story, and I talked about this because I've been asked about it, Roy Halladay, Toronto Blues pitcher, who was a two-time Cy Young Award winner, pitched a perfect game, a playoff no-hitter, died when his private plane crashed into the Gulf of Mexico. That happened in the beginning of November. Oh, it was so sad for him. And this guy's music and the way he performed, Fats Domino, 79 years old, a pioneer, great sense of humor, 89 years old. 89, died in Louisiana. That guy had soul and then some. You know what soul and then some is? It means that you're just unstoppable. This guy was unstoppable with what he did to the music industry, I think. Big time. How about this? You know, with everybody mailing everything, I happened to see this. UPS is making an investment, the company that's now being deluged with a lot of packages, in an all-electric big rigs. They've placed an order for 125 of the new semi-trucks from Tesla. The cost of the trucks is between $150,000 and $200,000 each. And, of course, that's the largest order to date of those kind of vehicles. UPS, woohoo, setting the bar high. think of what that costs. Tesla's going to be producing them in 2019. I don't know. They're saying we'd love to have some in Louisville to join the hybrid electric and compressed natural gas alt-fuel vehicles we're already using in the metro area. So they're thinking long-term. They're playing the long game. And I look at the Tesla big rigs. I have to say they're pretty cool looking. Pretty sleek. I mean, I was looking at them today, in fact. But these 2019 is when these suckers come out. 2019. And how popular will they be with other companies or other people that could afford to get them? I think it's got to be some big companies. By the way, minimum wage. 18 states, 20 cities are going to lift minimum wage January 1st, trying to do what they can to close the ever-widening pay disparity. The pay hikes have been linked mostly to fast food workers and some of the demonstrations and demands for a $15 wage that have been on the table for a long time in some areas. And immediately, some places thought it was too much. California, New York, and a dozen other cities are moving toward that standard by 2022. So that will cover one in five U.S. workers. That's a lot to have it go up to 15. So, for example, in Maine, from 9 to 10, it went up from 9 to 10, and from 11 to 13 for large employers in New York City. Florida, barely at 8.25. It goes up to 8.25. They don't have income tax and all that, but 8.25. Meanwhile, in San Jose, it's up to 13.25. 13.25. I think it caps off at some point, but what is that point? And, of course, every state is different in what they're boosting, like Colorado, Hawaii, Maine, and Rhode Island. They're pumping up the minimums to $10 or slightly more on New Year's Day. Maryland doing the same thing July 1st. All right, stay with us. We're going to introduce you to a reporter who says an embarrassing moment helped blow up her career, Kate Delaney. Hanging with all of you, including you, Mackenzie Sutton. Great job on the technicals here on ATN.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in southern California. California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now
at 800-667-9035.
Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at idstronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. idstronghold.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Sitting in our virtual green room, Catherine Bosley. She's a TV journalist, author, and she's written a book called The Bare Facts. And I have to say, I'm very intrigued by Catherine, and she joins us on Forbes Books at Bedtime because Greg Stebbin could not stop gushing over Catherine and said, there she is. You have to meet her. You have to meet her.
Yes.
And she's got a heck of a story, doesn't she, Greg?
She does. So let me just set this up, Catherine. You and I met at the RNC a year and some ago.
And what a pleasure it was.
Pleasure it was. And you started telling me a story. And I'm going to shut up now because you should just tell your story. Just take it away. You know how to do it. Do it.
Okay, here we go. You know, I've worked as a television news anchor and reporter for more than 25 years. I hate to say that. 25 years, you know. How did that happen? Anyway, I've been affected and touched by so many stories I've had the privilege to cover. None of them, though, like my own crazy story when I ended up on the news as the subject of news stories. I never thought that would happen, but it sure did, and it sure enlightened me in so many ways. You know, and for years, this was something I really just wanted to run away from. I was so embarrassed by my story. I'm realizing, though, that it matters more today than ever, and I can see how it might serve as a cautionary and yet an inspirational tale. So especially in this time of cyber shaming and cyber bullying and in this time when women are starting to realize the importance of standing up for themselves, I'm hoping that maybe my story will help encourage that.
Stop teasing us. Tell us the story. Stop with the teasing already.
All right. I just wanted to explain why I think this is really important. I was 35 years old. I came down with a potentially deadly lung illness. I went from running a marathon in October to a hospital bed by December, hardly able to speak a sentence without breathing treatments. My husband and I were told to prepare for the worst. When I asked the doctor, am I going to live? Am I going to make it? He says, we just one step at a time. So that kind of said a lot to us. But, so unfortunately, fearing for my life was nothing new, though, because Just a few years earlier, I had to have open heart surgery to repair a heart defect that also threatened my life. So when experimental drug therapy did its job against this lung disease, we were elated. I didn't think I could be so lucky, so blessed, two times like that. So that's when my husband and I decided, oh boy, we're going to go and celebrate. We're going to go to Key West to celebrate our one-year anniversary and my survival. We get there, and I'm high on emotion, and I'm also still taking some very heavy doses of prednisone. If you're familiar with that, you'll know that this stuff is impulsive behavior-inducing medicine. I decide I'm going to cut loose. I am just going to have fun. And so I'm kind of looking for things to have fun with. And this one night, we're walking home from dinner, and we're walking by a bar that's going to have a wet T-shirt contest. And I've never even seen a wet T-shirt contest before.
Catch that. She'd never seen a wet T-shirt contest. And by the way, folks, get your fingers on the keyboard. Catherine's name is C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E Bosley, B-O-S-L-E-Y, because you're going to want to Google her in a minute.
I'm going to get a whole lot of luck, but yes, and you also want to go to my website.
Yes.
But anyway, we walk in this place. I want to see a wet T-shirt contest. This is what I think is going to be wild, just see a wet T-shirt contest. And then all of a sudden, there's hardly anybody in there, and then all of a sudden the MC starts to try to solicit women to come up on stage to take part. And no one's going, and I'm looking at my husband laughing and kind of saying, hey, what if I did that? Wouldn't that be funny? Wouldn't that be funny? And he's like, yeah, but no. And the more this man starts to try to get people to come up on the stage, and there's a couple of women do that try to go, and they're, and this is a college group. This is spring break. I'm 35 years old. And I just tell him, bye, honey, I'm going to go do this. I'm just going to go do something crazy. And so we get backstage, and I realize, yeah, all these women around me, they're all college girls. And when the MC asks us for our names and our associations with the universities that we're at, I say, my name is Kathy from Kent. I went to Kent State University, so that was really clever as I was trying to apparently be in disguise. Not a very good job. Anyway, you know, there was just something inside me that just said, go live. And I stepped outside of my goody-two-shoes, straight-laced, television journalist character, and I got caught up in the whole thing. I got caught up in the Key West spirit. And while developing the courage to do this, so it's kind of freeing and somewhat empowering at first, by the time the contest was over, I really felt awful. It came down to another woman and I for who was going to win the contest.
So first of all, at 35, congratulations.
Yes.
I really mean it. Congratulations. You. I hope you still wear that as a badge of pride.
It's very funny. Well, someday I might. I'm still struggling with that. But I did, with lung disease, I lost a lot of weight, and I was always big into fitness anyway. So I kind of held my own up there, I guess. But then, so there's this one girl and myself, I'm up there, and the MC's job is to keep us up there as long as possible. So whoever would get the loudest applause would be the winner. So he keeps going back and forth. And by then, at the end of the contest, everybody ended up naked. So I'm up on the stage naked.
She said naked, right, Kate? Did she say naked?
Naked. Yeah.
Naked. Just I want to make sure we got that.
So if you've never seen a wet T-shirt contest, apparently this is how they end often. I'm very competitive, and obviously. Once they all started, I took part. And when we're standing up there and he's trying to get us to stay up there longer, both she and I look at each other. We're like, let's just split the winnings. It's like $200 or something, and I get off the stage. And I felt awful by that time. I felt dirty. I was disappointed in myself. And you know, my husband and I made a pact to leave it there. I cried all the way back to the hotel room. This was in 2003. This was before cell phones could share with the world instantaneously. Yes, there were cell phones, and they were taking pictures, and all I could think of was, so what, they're a bunch of co-eds, they're going to have a picture on their cell phone. No one really back then knew what to do with those pictures on their cell phones. I did ask the bouncer if there was anything like Girls Gone Wild there, and I was told no. So I was mindful enough to know that. And I people say, don't say this, but I have to say, I wasn't drunk. I couldn't even drink much alcohol because I was still on medication for this for this lung disease. It really was kind of an emotional inebriation here. All right, so we go back home. I'm a television anchor in small Youngstown, Ohio. And it was my dream career. I always wanted to be in television. And I'd worked really hard to get where I was, and I really loved the town that I was working in. I didn't plan on staying in Youngstown. It was kind of going to be one of my leaps to Cleveland, where I really wanted to work, but I really liked Youngstown. I was with there. But a year later, Christmas morning, I retrieve a voicemail, and on our home phone, there's this anonymous voice, this woman who is just full of venom, and she goes, "Hi, Kathy from Kent. Video of you and your whole entire," she says, "is playing everywhere in town." She goes and names a bunch of bars and names a competing television station. And then she goes, "You prissy little, you know what? Your days are over. Have a very Merry Christmas." Click. So you can imagine what my Christmas was like. And ironically, the Christmas before, I had just gotten out of the hospital and we were thinking that this was going to be my last Christmas. So this was supposed to be a Christmas that was special. Anyway, so we went through everybody comes to our house for a Christmas party. I mean, so we had to get through that and try to figure out what we were going to do. I didn't know, although I asked the bouncer if Girls Gone Wild was there, and he said no, there was another company there similar to Girls Gone Wild called Dream Girls, as well as a photographer who runs a website just show pictures of women taking it off during spring break. So, of course, I was mortified and trying to figure out what I'm going to do because she said my days are over. I absolutely believed my days were over. If anybody saw a video of that night that I so hoped I could just make them see less and was so ashamed of. I was mortified. I fessed up to my boss the next day. I went off and went back to work. I was supposed to be off the day after Christmas, and I went in to fess up to him. And he closed his office door and he said, I was hearing about this. I was hoping that it would go away. All I can say is let's just sit back and think about it for a while, take a couple days off and think about what we need to do. But it was only a day or so later where he forced me to resign. That was it. Go away. We can't have any part of this. You're embarrassment to the station. I understood that. I mean, I was pretty much going to resign anyway, because I was worried that if the more I stayed on the radar, the more this was going to spread and become something. So I thought maybe that's what I needed to do too, was to resign. I didn't expect a forced resignation. But anyway, I also felt that I owed the public an apology. So I got the chance to go on to a local radio morning show where I explained everything. I explained my mindset, and I explained how remorseful I was about it. And to my surprise, there was a groundswell of support. The phone lines were ringing off the hook. People were even threatening to boycott my station if they didn't hire me back, and that was not what I wanted either. I didn't want to hurt my station. But that's kind of what it was ending up to be like for a while. And actually it turned out that was more of the calm before the storm, because my going public and my losing my job, it sparked a media and online frenzy like I never imagined.
Wow.
Catherine,
we want to stop you there. You're such a great guest. We want to, you know, this dramatic cliffhanger. We want to bring you back tomorrow to find out what happened.
What
the tsunami after the resignation and all of that. So, will you come back?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, you got to hear the rest of the story.
All right.
And we have questions.
We're going to get the rest of the story with Catherine Bosley coming up in our next segment of Forbes Books at Bedtime.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
And we're back with Catherine Bosley. She's been telling us her story about what happened when she went to Key West, a wet t-shirt contest leading to her resignation, her job that she loved, and now where she's at and what happened as a result of that. And Catherine, I guess take us back to the moment after you resigned and then there were people that were supportive, and how big did this become?
Yeah, it became huge. It just sparked a huge frenzy, as I was saying earlier. There were still so many supporters, but suddenly now the haters started to come out of the woodwork like I never imagined. These are the people who are online, who are hiding behind their little online names and strangers who are just sounding off on me.
Can I interrupt here for a sec? Because I want to make a point. And there's Catherine. We didn't invite you here just to hear your salacious story. It's a great story, and I'm sorry you went through this. But I want to make the point for everybody listening that this is not Catherine's story. This is potentially and I know this is where you're going, but I just want to hit on it so that people listen to you with that in mind. This could happen to any of us. It could happen to you. It could happen to one of your kids. It could happen to your spouse or your partner. So listen carefully.
We all have the potential. We all make mistakes in life, you know, and so many people, the supporters, so many of them were saying, you know, I'm so sorry if video or pictures of me were captured during a moment when I did something I shouldn't be doing, and they're thinking of moments, they would just be mortified. and, you know, and feel the same way I do. So, yeah, and it's getting worse and worse. And this was back in 2003 when it was really, this was shortly after the whole Monica Lewinsky scandal. And we started to learn exactly what the internet could do with someone's mistake and how things could be spun out of control. So before I knew it, then I was getting calls from national TV shows. I tried to say no to most of them because I wanted to go hide. I honestly wanted to hide. But when Diane Sawyer herself calls you, there's no saying no, honestly. So I was on Good Morning America, and it was a very interesting experience. And I was reluctantly on Inside Edition. I was a big topic on The View, on The O'Reilly Factor. Oprah tried to get me on. By then, my husband had had enough, and I so understood, and so did I. The thing is, I kept on wanting to try to get my story out as far as my mindset, number one, that night. But number two, also, our lack of privacy. I was dead set on getting that message out. The worst was when I became, though, the topic of David Letterman's top 10 list of why you should hire a stripper as an anchor. Yeah, so... Anyway, when the pictures were spreading.
So, Catherine, let me interrupt you because I want to make sure that we get to the crux of this for people listening. What happened to you after that? What happened job-wise after all this, occurred?
Well, let me go quickly to I got to the point where I was going to kill myself. Literally, I had my eye on a drawer full of medication left over from my husband's back surgery. Or I was going to fight, and I decided to fight. And we had three federal lawsuits. The decision to go ahead with each of them was grueling, but we had to do it. And I'm so glad I did. Two of our lawsuits were settled. One of those was against all the websites displaying the pictures and selling the video. We came out of that owning the copyrights to all the pictures and the video, which gave me the power to get most of the images down and stop the dissemination. The third lawsuit was not settled. We won it. It was against Larry Flint in Hustler magazine. Because they put a picture of me in their magazine, and I made it a point to make the world know that I own the copyrights now, and I don't want those pictures out there, but they still did that. So we won that lawsuit. And then, in the meantime, I did reclaim what I wanted most, my television career, the news director at a television station in Cleveland, where I said I always wanted to work. So he saw something in me. His name is Steve Dorr. He's in Atlanta now. He gave me my second chance. I worked really hard. Despite continuing bullying, and I found my way to an anchor position for many years, I was determined to prove that one mistake, that I'm much more than that one mistake. So, and then after that, I went on and I went back into my career and I tried to get back into life as I wanted, and I pretty much did. I always kind of thought that my television career defined me in so many ways, but I actually realized now that it was my journey back to reclaiming that career that defined me more than anything. So now I'm embracing the story. I want to share the story, and I do have a book written, and my agent and I are looking for the right publisher right now. You see, it did teach me so much, including the importance of standing up for yourself, as so many are doing in this Me Too era, and finally starting to at least consider doing for those who haven't quite done it yet. If I didn't stand up for myself, the only other route would have been I would have taken my life.
So here's the big question. How has this impacted your life and your career, as you've been telling us? And what advice would you have for others, as Greg was mentioning?
Right. Well, it impacted my life and my career. It opened my mind to understanding that there are always two sides of the story, and to really be open-minded to that. And it really does give me a different perspective as a reporter, as a journalist. Because I can see kind of different levels I don't think I really saw before, and I have perhaps a lot more empathy than I had before. So I think it makes me better at what I do, for sure. What I have to tell others is we live what we're supposed to believe in a free world here in America, and we're supposed to be able to have freedom of speech and go out and have fun and all of that. And I believe that. I just want to put out the warning that be careful, because this was a half hour of my life. This wet t-shirt contest was a half hour of my life, and it turned my life upside down. And it changed my life for good, because I am so very, very, I think I'm to the point where I'm paranoid about whenever a camera is looking at me, and there are cameras everywhere we go. I just sort of blog on that on my website, CatherineMosley.com. We don't know, we don't think about it as much as we probably should. So it's made me very, very careful too. And, but also I believe that if I could survive that, if I could get through all of that, anybody else can too. It is survivable. A nightmare like this is survivable. You can get past the torment. It just takes perseverance and maybe listening to other people's stories, perhaps like mine. I think that that's very important, especially at a time when you're hearing the heartbreaking stories about people of all ages, all genders, all races, taking their own lives to escape the torment. It can be survived.
Catherine, I want to ask, we're talking with Catherine Bosley. Her website is catherinebosley.com. I want to ask, and we just have a couple of minutes left, but I want to know how this experience has colored how you use social media compared to how you see others using it.
Oh, you know, I am extremely careful. I watch anything, any picture that we put up. I make sure that everything behind me is fine. I will never, you will never find a picture of me, I don't think, with a drink in my hand. And I'm always giving advice to other people to be so careful. You know, when you look for a job, you would be very naive to believe that your potential employer is not going back and looking at your social media. And you'd also be very naive to believe that just what you put up there that you think is private on your Facebook page only meant for your friends is only going to be for your friends. When it's out in cyberspace in any way, it's out there forever for the whole world to see. You know, it wasn't that long ago that a mistake we made was just that. It was a mistake for the moment. It would fade off. But now, you know, if it's captured in the right time by the right person and put out at the right time, it's only a click away for the rest forever. You know, so that's I think about that constantly with social media. But I also see social media and as a wonderful way to get the message out to be careful when it comes to social media or anything in regards to your image these days.
Boy, isn't that the truth? You know, it's so much about personal branding, and I think in an effort to personally brand ourselves, sometimes people turn to the wacky and they think that'll get attention, and it does, but sometimes it's that unwanted attention. Catherine Bosley, what a treat to have you on. Thank you so much for joining us on Forbes Books at Bedtime.
Well, thank you so much. And again, my book is called The Bare Facts. And as soon as we get a publisher lined up, look at my website and I will keep you all posted for exactly when the book is going to come out.
Yeah, and we'll tell everyone once again a good place to remind them, CatherineBosley.com. And it's CatherineBosley, obvious spelling, .com. So you can check out more about Catherine and her story and whatnot. Thanks again.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye, Catherine. Thanks.
Bye, thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.